Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have on the broadcast with us today Congressman Mike Hill, a former Republican, Christian Republican representative of District 1 in the state of Florida, the House of Representatives. Congressman, we're delighted that you're with us. We were talking about, just before the break for our news, we were talking about the potentiality of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris being replaced. And it's my opinion, and I'm in full agreement with you, it'd be a sad day in America for it to take place. I don't see any other out for them. I don't see any other avenue by which they can extricate themselves from the quagmire that they've placed America in than to remove Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris's entire administrative staff's already left. They have part-timers and fill-ins now taking that place. They put Kamala Harris in the closet. She's not allowed to be in any open forum or any communication. They look at her with laughter and mockery, and I believe they'll remove her first and simply appoint someone to take that place before they remove Joe Biden based on the 25th Amendment. I'm fascinated by watching some of the speakers on the House floor. In fact, one from North Carolina, forgotten the gentleman's name, that has called Joe Biden incompetent, called him cognitively depleted, et cetera, et cetera. It is a fact that that is the case. But what we're looking at, Congressman, and I want us to focus on for our listeners today to join in the discussion, is what we see as potential for taking place in 2022. Another thing that I'm looking at, an article, Congressman, officials warn China is creating brain control weaponry. Biden administration responds. Just read 2 brief paragraphs of this article. The U.S. levied sanctions against numerous Chinese entities this month after it said that the communist nation was using emerging biotechnology to create brain control weaponry and other technology that creates a serious risk to the U.S. national security. New intelligence shows China is using technologies like gene editing, brain-machine interface, to enhance military capabilities and control all of its people. Machines that could allow a Chinese commando to discharge a weapon by just a thought, not a trigger finger. Fox News national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin said, quote, this month the Biden administration targeted the emerging threat by levying sanctions on 37 Chinese biotechnology companies that have ties with the research and experts say include a control called mind control weapons, end quote. Congressman, I believe they were watching China and Russia. And I use the term, they're angry, they are aggressive, and they're awaiting the opportunity to come against America. I perceive that we will have some kind of calamity. I believe that in 2022, Russia will in fact invade Ukraine. I believe that in 2022, we will find that China will make a move to continue to be the dominant financial and population growth nation on the planet of God's earth. What are your thoughts? Do you feel that we should be concerned about the Christians, conservatives, and Americans, we the people, should we be concerned about the looming potentiality of China and Russia coming in against America in some backdoor approach?
Well, yes, we should be concerned, Dr. Youngblood. And in fact, a lot of it is already here. I think I read recently where there was a Harvard professor who was convicted for having close ties to Communist China and providing them with some information that they should not have had. That's been going on for a long time. The Communist Chinese Party has sent Chinese students here in America into our higher learning institutions and also into our Defense Department contractors yes. who are developing very important defense weapons for us, and they are stealing that technology. That's been going on for some time now, I would say at least 20 years. And what China has done is they have, with that stolen technology, they have taken it and have tried to place themselves in a position as a great military world power. Now, that threat needs to be taken seriously, mm-hmm. but I will also say that they are not as powerful as we are sometimes led to believe.
Right.
And what I mean by that is, first of all, economically, right now, China is on a verge of a collapse. They are teetering right now with that Evergrande real estate company defaulting on its bonds, not being able to pay its debts. And that's going to have huge ramifications throughout China, and not only throughout China, but in other investors around the world.
Yes, but Congressman, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I enjoy your show so much. You educate people. I'm so glad that that y'all are talking about the Chinese threat, and it's very real. They've been sending these students here for probably 25 years that we've been having them in our universities. And that is one method that that they are using to get our technology and our ideas and to steal that information. Another comment I wanted to make, and then I will go, is what you said about them putting Hillary Clinton in as the vice president is exactly what my husband was saying the other night, because I believe they're going to get rid of Kamala and they're going to put Hillary in, and then they're going to get rid of Joe. So, anyway,
I believe that's
really
the scenario, Miranda. I believe you're exactly right. Tell your husband that I believe he's thinking in the right vein. Not that it's a good thing. I believe that it'd be
not
a horrible,
a good
horrible thing.
Thing.
It'd be a horrible
it's a
thing
horrible
for America.
Thing.
But I believe that we need to look into the future and not try to be futurist in saying so, but to recognize what's happening. I believe that we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, as the scripture says, and that means that we need to be active, involved, and understanding the process and what's taking place. Just as Congressman Hill said, that we can pray for revival, that we can seek revival, that we can turn back to God and place our hope and trust and confidence in God and not government. But that's exactly right, and I'm prayerful. By the way, on the heels of what you just said and what we talked about with Hillary, she was being interviewed recently on another on a network, and she started weeping because she had in her hand her victory speech that she said she never got an opportunity to read. But during the course of that interview, she is very passionate about the potential of being a 2024 candidate for president once again.
Yeah.
I think all we need to do is sit up and smell the coffee and understand where we're going for 2022. And as a result of that, be armed and ready as Christians and having our faith and hope and trust in God.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Miranda, thank you so much for your call. And continue to listen and tell others to join in. God bless you. And keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Congressman, we had the comment from Miranda, and I believe she's exactly right. Her husband has stated it well, I believe, as to what the future holds with that. But as we think on that subject, and we think about the technological advancement of China and what they're doing with the brain control for their soldiers, they also totally control all of the population. And in China now, just read an article the other day where China has put out the propaganda sheets, as I call it, for all preachers in China. That there's a narrative that they must repeat from their pulpits if they remain in the pulpit preaching and having a so-called church in China. And I say so-called because 90% of what's found in China is the church is not the real church. It's the fake church to fool the general public on a global basis. What are your thoughts along that line in relationship to China, the China policy, and how we should be concerned about that? And you had touched on that, and I interrupted so that we could take our caller.
No, I think Miranda was spot on. She is aware. She and her husband both are aware of what's going on, and that's what we need to be. The first thing we need to be is aware of what is going on. You know, in the beginning of your monologue, Dr. Youngblood, you mentioned how so many Christians think that they should just not get involved, that they just need to sit at home, and I understand that thought process. It comes from the verse, and I'm sorry I can't quote exactly where it is, which says we are to lead quiet and peaceable lives. And they take that to mean that they are not to get involved at all in this society, this society which is so degraded. But that's the wrong attitude. We can lead quiet and peaceable lives when we have right leadership in place, when the right people are elected. We're seeing the disaster of the situation right now of having the wrong people in office. The Bible says that when evil is in charge, the people mourn. And what we need to do is get involved. And too many Christians think that they should not get involved in politics and helping to elect the right people. And that's completely wrong. We know.
You touched on that quiet and peaceable lives. By the way, it is in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, where we're exhorted to pray for those that are in charge. I call it the president, the prime ministers, and the potentates, that we're to pray for them so that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. And if you take the Youngblood vernacular, the Youngblood paraphrased footnote on that, we need to pray that God will remove some of these folks that are in charge so that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. That's the essence of what is being said there. If we do not pray for them, and as we pray, God, remove anybody, anything, any leader that's doing anything that's antithetical to your word that will prevent faith and freedom in the family from being exonerated in society. You're exactly right.
That's right. And as I was saying, Dr. Youngblood, why I think that China, even though they are a threat, they are a major threat, and so is Russia, and Russia has been for a long time. The reason why I don't think they are going to be able to sustain and to be able to become what they want to be, our world leaders, is because they are based on an evil concept, and that concept of communism, that concept of an oligarchy controlling people. God has made man to be free. There's that age-old cry, let my people go. God has created within man, within his heart, a desire to be free, to determine his own destiny. And when you have a nation that is instead trying to control its people, and I'll put North Korea in the same category,
yes,
the people eventually are going to rise up against it. They are not going to take it anymore. And in fact, I believe that is happening in China right now, but we just don't hear about it. The media in China in particular is not covering it. But even our own media will not cover it. We know that they are doing a genocide against the Uyghur population, made up primarily of Muslims, because they will not comply. And that is going to happen even more. So when a country wants to become world dominant, and the only way they can do that is to try and crush the soul and spirit of people, they cannot last long, because God calls all people to be free. So we need to get people, Christians, the church, involved. And as you say, Dr. Youngblood, involved in getting the right people in office and removing the wrong people in office.
Absolutely, absolutely. Congressman, one other thought in relationship to not just one other, I've got a number of them, but the thought about where we're going in 2022. We're witnessing today, and I know that you know this, and our listeners may or may not. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so we can entertain your question, your comment, and your discussion about the issues of today. We're talking about today hope and a hopeless world. Congressman, we're witnessing chaos and confusion and calamity, I believe, not just in America, but on a global basis. And in part, if not in toto, it is because of the forced lockdowns, the forced mask wearing, the forced vaccinations. And it's now being responded to by millions upon millions of people around the globe, including right here in America. So the question is, should we, the people, stand up against the government, refuse the vaccination, and that's being carried out now by force around the world? I'm looking at an article here that says hospital ERs are filled with symptomless COVID-positive people in one state. In fact, it's talking about the state of Vermont. 88% of the people in Vermont are vaccinated, and yet 79% of the people that are dying with COVID and are going into the hospitals, this article says 77%. Another article read said 79%. And as a result of that, they're finding chaos and calamity in Vermont. Looking at the article, it says, in January, the World Health Organization officially acknowledged that the gold standard, the PCR test used to diagnose COVID-19, has a high rate of false positives that make it unreliable. Further, it says a study in April 2020 found the evidence shows false positive PCR results common enough to impact the policy decision-making by the medical profession. In August of 2020, the New York Times examined PCR test data in three states and found that 90% of the people testing positive carried barely any virus and therefore were not infectious at all. Do you feel, what is your opinion or position or thought? Do you believe that somehow, some way, we've been lied to, deceived, and it's bringing chaos and confusion around the globe and right here in America that's leading to the potentiality of forced vaccinations and incarcerations by COVID camps for those that are not vaccinated or that then will have COVID? Give me your thoughts on that, and then we've got a caller on the line. Give me your introductory thoughts, and then we'll take our caller.
I don't think it's going to happen here in America, Dr. Youngblood, as we see happening in Australia, where they have concentration camps for those who have not received the vaccine. They might try to bring that here, but there is a spirit in America that refuses to bow like that. There is a spirit that will fight back. You know, in Australia, they have given up their guns. We have not here in America, and you will not have concentration camps en masse like that here in America, because we have a spirit of the living God that refuses to bow its knee.
Let's take our caller. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. God bless you, Dr. Youngblood and Congressman Hill. I am in full agreement with you that those who have lost their freedom. Oh, yes, but first I was going to say that the church, I was always fully convinced that we would not have reached where we reached had the church maintained their position and take the stand for righteousness and for God as the way they should. The church had to give place to the enemy. The church had to back down. When is it that the church make the homosexual lifestyle a political issue? When? How did it happen? The destroying of infant lives, abortion industry. The church has made that into a political issue, so the church have nothing to do with things like that. The church has given place to the enemy, and this is the reason we have reached where we reach, and we really need a revival now, an awakening.
Amen.
In the clergy, in order to avoid where we are heading at this time.
Lily, would you say that what you're saying, would you capsulize it and say that we as a church, and we, when Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 15 and following, he says, you're the light of the world, you're the salt of the earth, and if the salt has lost its savor, it's no good for anything but be trampled, tossed out and trampled underfoot. Speaking of the church, do you believe the church has lost its savor? Do you believe the church has lost its light in society today?
Yes. I always see the church as, well, definitely we should be saying the so-called church, because we each time I think of it like that, the words of Jesus Christ come back, that on this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. So the true church is here, really, but it is a mixed multitude, and that has been the problem, where Jesus said they have to grow together, let the wheat and tares grow together until the day of harvest. So that is what we're dealing with, and that is where we're going to get the big falling away, where the so-called church, people who are there having a form of godliness but denying the power. When you think of the people who are making these terrible decisions in leadership, they are all church members, officers in the church. So this is where we are. Jesus told us that it's going to be broad is the way, and the multitudes will be on the broad way to destruction. And straight and narrow is the way to eternal life, and few. So we really just have to keep that in mind.
Amen.
God help us at this time. We really just need, it's only Him can deliver us from
yes.
where we're going. As
yes.
Congressman has been saying that we can't succeed, we won't succeed because we have the power of God, the Spirit of God with us. But when you come to think of it, the Russians have been struggling to get back their freedom for years now. The Cubans and the Venezuela and the Chinese struggling to get back there, but they're not getting it back. So this is the danger that America is facing. America is running the risk to lose your freedom into the hand of tyranny. It's not going to be easy to get it back. These
yes.
people who have lost their freedom would do anything to get it back. America is in best need to wake up.
Yes. Yes, Lily, thank you so much for your input. You're spot on with your statements, and
thank
I'm
you.
Thankful for that.
Yes.
Keep on praying. Keep looking up. Congressman, take a moment and respond to Lily's comments and your thoughts on that, and then we're going to get back to the thought about the incarceration in the COVID camps.
Yes, Ms. Lily was right on target, where we need to make sure that we do stand up. The church, we need to have in our church right now, speaking out against what we are seeing happening in this nation, the scourge of abortion. We need to be speaking out against that frequently. We need to speak out against this homosexual agenda, these sodomites who not only demand your acceptance, they demand your participation.
Yes.
We must be speaking out against that. We must be speaking out against illicit drug use. We must be speaking out against rampant alcohol use. We must be speaking out against the sins that we are seeing so frequently around us. And when we speak out against that, we must then get involved as the body. We need to have more Christians who will run for office
yes.
at all levels, for city, county, school board, state, Congress. We need to have more presidential level. We need to have more Christians involved. And don't give me this nonsense that Christians are not to get involved in politics because of separation in church and state. You don't know the Bible, you don't know your history, and you don't know the Constitution if that's what you believe. The Bible tells us itself that the government will be upon his shoulders, meaning Jesus.
Amen.
Government and the church is always involved with each other.
Absolutely.
And just like John the Baptist, who called out Herod for what he was doing was wrong, is the same thing that the church should be doing today.
One of the problems, Congressman, I've used this term, we've in the position we're in today because of sending pulpits filled with spineless preachers that's looking at numbers, nickels, and noses rather than looking at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God and standing on the truth of the Word of God. And some preachers have said, well, if you preach the whole truth, you'll run people off. Where are you going to run them to? Hell number two, hell number three? We need to take the stand that God said it, that settled it. We're going to preach it if folks like it or not. Congressman, getting back to a previous statement, I'm looking at an article that says New York legislation provides for indefinite detention of unvaccinated at governor's whim, dated December the 18th of 2021. It's a pretty lengthy article. I'll read some introductory thoughts on it. On January the 5th, 2022, the New York State, New York Senate and Assembly will vote on a bill that will, if passed into law, give grant permission to remove and detain cases, contacts, carriers, or anyone suspected of presenting a significant threat to the public health and remove them from public life as an on an indefinite basis. It is Bill A-416, presents a serious risk to the basic liberties of all Americans in the state of New York, including their right to choose whether or not to receive medical treatment and vaccinations related, et cetera, et cetera. It's talking about, and further it states here, it goes on to state that the bill will require any individual who has been exposed to or infected by a contagious disease to be completely and appropriately prescribed courses of treatment, preventive medication, or vaccine, essentially giving the government the right to detain anyone that they want to and then forcibly vaccinate them. That's on the fast track in the state of New York to be voted on January the 5th. That's just around the corner. Another article that's hand in hand with that says state lawmakers asked to approve concentration camps for the sick. When America's mayors, governors, and others wanted their population to submit to the COVID-19 lockdown and other orders, they were faced with what they perceived to be an obstacle, those individuals who simply would not follow orders. And it goes on to say, it would allow the governor or his appointee to detain and decide anyone who is sick and may pose a danger to another shall be detained in a medical facility or an appropriate facility or premises designated by the governor or his designee. It's taking place as we speak in New York, where they want to impose on we the people, the freedom-loving people, that if you don't take the vaccination or if you come down with COVID, they will put you in a COVID concentration camp. And now I shudder at the thought of that hitting the shores of America. But it's on the fast track. They're talking about it in Oregon. They're talking about it in Washington State. And now a law that's to be implemented, if passed, in the state of New York. Congressman, got about 45 seconds left on the broadcast. Respond to that and then wrap up our thought today, encouraging our listeners to place their hope and trust in God and not government.
Well, first of all, it won't work, Dr. Youngblood. It won't last because if we see that they take people and put them in these camps or forcibly arrest people, that's going to start hurting the economy. I saw this recently where they went into restaurants and were in New York City and were arresting people who didn't have their papers showing that they had the shot. Well, that business just lost money right then. And so because it won't last, eventually they'll have to turn it around, just like they had that stupid concept of defund the police. And now they're asking for federal help to fund the police because yes. It was such a dumb idea. And that's a dumb idea also because it is anti-freedom. Yes. And what I would say to your listeners is Joshua 1:9, where God is speaking to Joshua and said, "Have I not commanded thee? Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest."
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good final note for us to close on. Thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Bible Q&A and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.